creating your world through his word. There's a way you can live. Let me say this to you very quickly. You will not build your future. You will not build your world using bricks. You will not build your world needing money. You will not build your world buying lands, buying properties. You will build your world using the word of God. I don't want you to forget that. You will build your destiny. You will build your purpose using the word of God. The way to build enduring legacy, the way to build life, purpose, destiny, is through God's word. Any other way you are planning to build, do you remember the Bible talks about two men in the Bible who built? It said one built on sand. That building was rushed. There was no foundation. That building, a lot of money was spent. A lot of design. The architect tried. The engineer tried. And then he filled that house with a lot of luxury things. The finishing was fantastic. But see, the other man took his time. He built on the rock. The rock is Jesus. The rock is the word. He finished building. I want to submit to you that he finished longer than the man that built on sand. Because it takes a lot. Architects are here, engineers are here. It takes a lot to build on the rock. It takes a lot to complete a mansion on the rock. But listen, you see what the Bible says? Very intriguing. Very instructive. The Bible says the two of them finished building. I thought the guy that was building on hypocrisy will not finish building. I thought the guy that was building on soil will not finish building. I thought the guy that was building on falsehood will not finish building. But the Bible says that two of them actually, you know, built. The two of them did housewarming. But listen, you know, with matter of time, it was not a year, not necessarily two, not necessarily three. But see, after some time, the Bible says there was a storm. Listen, for everything that you know, your knowledge will be tried. You know, we're talking in the Bible school. And so why do we have to go through, you know, battles in life? You will go through battles in life. And the Bible says the two of them were tried. Storm came. The storm will come upon the house that was built on rock. The fact that you built on the rock, the fact that you built on the word, will not exempt you from the storm of life. The fact that you built on the name of Jesus and you built on the word of God will not exempt you from the storm of life. Storm will come to the guy that built on sandy soil. And storm will come to the guy that built on the rock. But see, the difference will be the storm, you know, will cause the one that built on sand will bring down the house. And you see, the storm will make the house, you know, the one that built on the rock to stand still. But the two of them will face through challenges of life. And so you will go through it. You will go through your own portion. I have my portion. And I know I will still have. Because you are not insulated from storms of life. But I want you to know that the way to build, I want us to start this year right. And that's what I'm particular about. Last week I said to you, 2025 will be like 2024 if you don't hearken to some of these teachings, if you did not hearken to some of these thoughts, if you did not make use of some of these thoughts, if you want a year that is different, a year that is new, a year that is fruitful, you need to listen to some of this thought. And I'm presenting to you this morning that the way to build your life, the way to have dominion, is to be a man of words. Before you start running around, before you start looking for contracts, running about. We just finished 2 weeks fasting and prayer. Some of you did not join. Some of you joined partially, whatever, but it's come and gone. Whether you are part of, whether you are not, it's gone. Now it's time you now begin to fight for the year. The way to fight, listen, is to fight using words. Is to fight using words. The way to prevail is to prevail using words. I want you to be a man of words this year. I want you to sharpen the edge of your axe in battle. You know, you can carry an axe and your axe is dull. When the axe is dull, you will apply more effort. When the axe is sharp, you will apply little effort. With a dull axe, you will still cut the tree. But by the time you are done, you could have broken the bone. By the time you are done, you have inflation here. You know, your pan would have become bread. Why? Because you are cutting with a dull axe. But if you are cutting with a sharp axe, you enjoy the cutting. And that's what I want you to get. You have an axe, but the way to sharpen your axe is what I'm teaching you this week. The axe has to be sharpened. And what sharpens the axe is the word. In the beginning was the word. John 1:1. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Did you get that? Without him was there anything made that was made. In other words, anything that was made outside the word of God was not made. That's verse 3. That's another way to read it. In him was life. Listen to this. You underline it in your Bible. Verse 4. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness could not grab the lights. Praise God. The darkness wanted to grab the lights. But the Bible says the darkness could not grab the lights. Listen, I want you to put your heart to what I'll be teaching you. I will start today, I will round up next week. I want you to understand the fact again that it is possible for you to have your word in this world. You have two words. The first one is the cosmos. Cosmos is the universe. The word that we have. But that word that we have has been given to the devil. The devil is the one that is the landlord for the meantime. God is coming back to be in charge. But because of the fall of Adam and Eve, the owner of this present world has become the devil. But listen, in this same world, you can have your own world. You don't get what I'm teaching you this morning. You remember in Egypt. In Egypt, you know, there was a Pharaoh. There was a wicked man. And in Egypt, God visited them with wickedness. But within the city or within the land, there's a Goshen that was made for the people of God. The Goshen was not created by bricks. You go back to the Bible. Goshen was not created by labor. Goshen was not created by money. Goshen was created by words. God said to them, your house you mark it with the blood. An angel of death will pass over you. That was how Goshen was created. And so if you mark it, you will live in peace. If your house is marked, that will not visit. Do you know that Goshen will have four boundaries? Just imagine that. There'll be something bordering in the north, south, east, and the west. And in the border, the people that were actually living in the border, when angel of death is visiting the house that is next, they'll be seeing people crying. They'll be seeing them bringing death out. You know, a child has just fallen dead. A woman has fallen dead. You know, crier, travail. And then in this side, you have the people of God. They are just looking. They are not partakers. Why? Because God created a kingdom for them. That's what I mean. You can't be in this country. You can't be in this Africa. And yet, you are not living according to the constitution of this country. Because within the country, you've created for yourself a world. You've created for yourself a life. You've created for yourself a destiny. And that's what God is saying to us here. This year will be a year of creating. Listen. Forget about how that last year went. Forget about the situation of your life, your family, your condition, your finances. Leave those one apart. Let's begin to create a new path. Let's begin to dig again. The devil has put Sansan 2024. He put Sansan 2023. Leave all those somewhere in 2025. We are digging again and we are digging right. It's a year of restoring. You will restore through your word. You will create through your word. Don't wait for pastor to create for you. You will create through your word. And you must carry the words. You know, you will want things to change in your life. The Bible says, in inward life, listen, in inward life, when you have life in you, you know what you want. In God was life. Because he had life, he was able to impact every deadness with life. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says when the world was formed, it said the world was without form. God did not like what he was seeing. It was without form. Was without shape. He was far from what he wanted. But you see something. The world could not overcome him. Because there's life on the inside of him. When you carry life, you can birth anything that you desire. Get that one right. When you carry life. Or let me use biology to explain this so you can get it. Osmosis. I hope I still remember osmosis. Osmosis, there will be flow from the level of higher concentration to level of lower concentration. And so when you're talking about osmosis, the problem is not lower concentration. The challenge is higher concentration. And so when you have the life of God in you, you will move from that concentration to lower concentration. When you have the life of God on the inside of you, you can impact your surrounding, you can impact your environment, you can impact your destiny, you can impact your health. Why? Because life is flowing. And so when God created and I said all things were without form, God was not bothered because God had life on the inside of him. As in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, and God said, let there be, and there was. In Genesis chapter 3, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 6, and the Bible says, God said, let there be, and there was. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, and God said, let there be, and there was. In Genesis chapter 1, you know, verse 12, you know, God, verse 11, he said, God says, let there be, and there was. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, God said, let there be, and there was. Genesis chapter 1, you know, verse 20, he said, let there be, and there was. It was never bothered. It was without form. Life was not the way he wanted it to be. But he had life. And so life flew from God. It affected the life that was without form. It affected things without form. There was a flow from God. And God created. He had a vision. He had an idea of what he wanted and impacted the world that was created with what he wanted. How good news for you, ladies and gentlemen. When you have Jesus in your life, you have Zoe. When you have Jesus in your life, you have God kind of life on the inside of you. You don't get it. Let's read 2 Corinthians. You get it now. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14. Very quickly. I'm just introducing this topic. I get deeper next week, but you need to get this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. When you have the life of God on the inside of you. 2 Corinthians 4. And I like this. This is one of my best passages in the Bible. You know what the Bible says? We, having the same spirit of faith. Did you get that? We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed him, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. That is life. That's how life happens. And that is what God did. He believed that there can be lights. And said, let there be lights. He believed that water can be separated from the land. And he said, let there be separation. And there was a separation. Why? Because he believed in his. There's a spirit of faith. Beside confession of faith. Every believer has a spirit of faith. When you have and come to the knowledge of Jesus, you have the spirit of faith. From the spirit, you speak. Let me give you some truth from what God did in Genesis chapter 1. The first truth. Words are vocabularies through which destinies are built. The building block of destiny are words, are not blocks. The building block of progress are words. Are not education. It's good to have education, but make sure you have revelation of God's word first. The building block of excellence in life are not certificates, they are words. You can never be in life what you haven't seen about yourself. Words are vocabularies. Words are spiritual transactions. The currency of trade in the spiritual realm are words. I'm going to talk more about this next week. The building blocks of success, the building blocks of excellence, the building blocks of victory are vocabularies. They are words. See, Deuteronomy. Let me read this very quickly. Oh. I really hope I'll be able to finish this thought for this week. Deuteronomy verse 30. You see what the Bible says. For this commandment, okay, let me read from verse 11. I'm going to actually verse 14. For this commandment which I commanded this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far from, is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go for us to heaven and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea. That thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word, listen, verse 14. See what the Bible says. The word is very nigh unto you. In other words, you are not going to heaven to bring the word. You are not going to the sea to bring the word. The Bible says the word is nigh, is very nigh unto you. See what the Bible says. In your mouth, in your heart, that you may do it. See, I said before thee this day. Praise God. I said before. What is he setting before you? He's setting before you the word. Life and good in the word. Death and evil in the world. You choose the direction you want to go. You choose the kind of life that you want to build. We need to read again. Joshua chapter 1. Verse 8. Just leave some few pages. Joshua is after Deuteronomy, so don't go to Revelation. Joshua chapter 1, so that you won't waste our time. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart of your mouth. You look like, it looks at Deuteronomy verse 30. It says, should not depart from your heart, but you must meditate day in, day out, in your heart, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written. Then Then, I like this, you will build your word. God will not build that word for you. As long as the word is in your mouth, as long as the word is in your heart, then you will build your word. You will prosper and you will have good success. Let me read one more. So you say, oh, Pastor, but you're reading from the Old Testament. You know, there are some Gen Z. New Testament, come on, be calculated. Romans chapter 8. So if you're a Gen Z, see Romans chapter 8. Talk about New Testament. Don't need you are Gen nothing. You are Gen Egba. Romans. See what the Bible says here? Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what set it? So this again is talking about Deuteronomy verse 30, isn't it? The word is nigh thee. Paul is quoting Deuteronomy 30 here. It's nigh thee, even in your mouth, in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. See verse 9. If therefore you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Listen, let me teach you something. The word is in your mouth. The word is in your heart. And then you do it. Now, the word is in your heart. Is the one that breeds faith. The word in your heart produces faith. And so the word is important that is in your heart. The Bible says when you have the word in your heart, because it's not enough to say words. I'm talking about saying words, but the Bible is giving us additional information here. You don't just say words. You say words from your heart. And the Bible says you have God's word in your heart. The one that you have in your heart will produce faith. And from the faith in your heart, you will speak using your mouth. What builds your destiny are the words coming from your mouth, but they are words that are coming from faith in your heart. So, in other words, it is not enough for you to say, I believe. And then, you are not saying it. You remember 2 Corinthians, he talked about the spirit of faith. A spirit of faith believe, and then he talks. Your word will amount to nothing. Here, it is no word of faith coming from your heart. So, you have God's word in your heart. And then you say it from your mouth. Then the Bible says, you will sozo. I've explained to you the word salvation before. Sozo. So in other words, when you say with your mouth what you believe in your heart, you will be saved. You will be restored. That's the meaning of sozo. The word sozo is beyond you are born again. You'll be saved. You'll be restored. You have victory, you have peace, you have wealth. About 7 minutes. So, the way to create wealth, therefore, is to say from your mouth, deposits of faith in your heart. That's what you can see from Deuteronomy 30, Joshua 1, verse 8, and then Romans 10, 8. What you say is critical to the extent that that's how you'll be saved. You know that's the process of salvation. Believe in your heart, Jesus. Confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. That's talking how powerful your words are. I thought salvation, you have to do something special. But God's word is, he says salvation is the same principle of creation. God said, let there be. And so when he wants to save us too, all that you need to do is, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You are saved. If anybody has to do anything outside that, oleni, oloshani, cheatini, there's nothing you do. Salvation, believe in your heart. Say with your mouth, you'll be saved. It's so simple that a lot of people have not born again. Let me give you the second point. The first is words are vocabularies. True, which you build your life. Words are spiritual. In the spiritual realm, we don't need money. Spiritual realm, we don't need pounds. Spiritual realm, we don't need naira. You know, spiritual realm, you like, naira can be 3,000. Naira is 1.5 now. It's coming down, no. It's coming down. Just watch. Ah. Bengawo miko ni come down. Bank ni oti ni come down. In the spiritual world, it will come down. We begin to do 1,003. We begin to do 1,002. We begin to do 1,000. You know, that's... I was talking to somebody that trade in all these foreign things. Money wala ta ni Nigeria nu. Eyin te nse forex trading e ni gbadura ko wale. E si wa nsho shin gba ta ni agbadura. Ki le ngba ladura e money. That's the problem. Praise God. But for the sake of the poor, oh my wale. In Jesus name. But in the spiritual world, whether wale ko wale, words are the things we transact with in the spiritual world. Number two, words are covenants. I don't want you to forget that. Words are covenants. That was why God was able to use words. God, listen to this. God has made covenant with the world. The word is Christ. He's made covenant with the world. And he sealed that covenant through the blood of atonement. That's why God honors his word. You know that one thing that bound God is his word. He will always honor his word. When you carry his word to him, even God wants to do otherwise. When you say, God, this is what you say, because there's a covenant between him and his word. And I must not lie. Because God cannot lie. God cannot lie. If you've done something stupid and you become legally bound, and you remember that God's word even has said, the captive, the lawful captive shall be set free, and you carry that word to him, you know that the devil himself honors God's word. When it comes from your heart and you confess it with your mouth, God, we always. There's a covenant between God and his word. And that's what the Bible says. There's none of God's word that lacks power. Jesus Christ does not lack power. As short as it is. You know what the Bible says when he went to the tomb of Nazareth? He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. That statement does not lack power. Every word of God does not lack power. No matter how small, no matter how big. So don't forget, that's the second thing. Words are covenants. And that's why you must use words. Number three, words are your weapon. Words are your weapon. You know, I'm talking about building your word through the word. The weapon you need, you know, to defend yourself against the adversary. The weapon you need to defend yourself against the enemy is the word. You carry it. Words are your weapon. In Matthew chapter 4, when the devil tempted Jesus after fasting and prayer, he gave him three temptations. He used weapons of God's word to defeat the enemy. He used weapon of God's word to defeat the enemy. You know that most of the time, you know, we think we can survive through every other means. We think that we can fight, you know, through every other means. We think we can do any other thing. No, you can't. Jesus, our Lord giver, fought the enemy through the word. When he gave him the first temptation, he read Deuteronomy 6:13 to the devil. And the devil left. He said, okay, there's another one. He gave him the word. And again, Jesus is not standing there. He not give. You know some things. You know, what we say in our words are just our common sense. I said, the car will jam. He said, I reject it in Jesus' name. He below our new Bible. Give me. Except you have Proverbs 34, verse 7. That's the only thing. That's why you see, I reject it in Jesus' name. Down to it. Proverbs 34, verse 7. You see, I reject it. That's what you see. And so people are looking at their Bible. There's no Proverbs 34. You say, we say some words that are nice. They are, nice words does not defeat the devil. It's God's word. Jesus, Son of God, anointed of God, when he came to him, he responded using God's word. And he said, do this. He said, no. Deuteronomy 6:30. When he gave him the second one, he said, no. He quoted from Deuteronomy 6:16. When he gave him the third one, he said, no. He quoted from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6. He did not say, you don't know me, like some of us would do. You don't know me, Emike. No, you don't fight. You don't create using Emike. You don't create using and reject it in Jesus' name. You don't create by fire, by force. You don't create by all those Chinese, you know, Christian languages that we evolved to know. That's not the way you create your word. You create your word using the word of God. Number four, spoken words. Now listen to this. And it's critical. This is what my next statement is, very, very spiritual. Spoken words never die except you kill them. Any word that is spoken. Some of you, you need to sit down and see your life. Words that are spoken, they don't die except you kill it. There are some words that have been said into our lives. Sometimes some words you said into your own life. Negative words, they continue to live except you kill it. This year, and that's why I say this year is a year of recreation. Some of our parents have said some words into our lives. Some of the oriki, you know, eulogy that your family give you. When you see your mom, you go there. Tokule, eh? Omo na aje karasun. Omo na igbendi omo jeun. Omo kinikan. They are nice oriki, but they are not in the world. And those words, they don't die except you kill them. Some of us, the way to begin, you know, the first part of this year, or the first quarter of this year, is to kill certain words in your life. You must kill certain words in your life. Whosoever said it does not matter, but you can kill it. This is very instructive. Isaiah. Because some of you say, Pastor, kill it, and so, okay. Turn your Bible to Isaiah. The passage we all know, but you get an understanding of it now. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. 54:17. See what the Bible says. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against thee in judgment. Hey, every tongue that rises against you in judgment. You see, the Bible says, well, you condemn it. If you did not condemn that tongue or those tongues, they continue to fight your destiny. And that's why the Bible is careful enough to say that you must condemn some tongues. In other words, some words, you must kill them. Some words, back to sender. Oh, ni yo de lebe, oh, jupadani. Words, except you kill them, we continue to. It's related to my next point. Words can outlive the person that spoke them. And I'm going to use this as an example so that you know that you need to keep some words in your life. See Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Joshua 6, 26. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Good. You're expecting right. Say amen. Amen. See, six. See what the Bible says here. You need to get this. And Joshua adjured them at that time. Say, look into your Bible. Listen to this very well. Cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and build this city Jericho. He stood And you can imagine he raised his hand. He said, cursed be the man that built this Jericho. What is the curse? He shall lay the foundation thereof with his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it. He left that. You know that 500 years after, there was a stupid king. 500 years. Probably thought that that world would have died. 500 years, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua had come and gone. But the word, the curse that he placed on whosoever we rebuild was still living. First Kings. And he can tell you see. You know, some of us can man tell you see. You know? First Kings 16:34. I wonder, did he not read the books? Did he not read, you know, doctrine? Did his father not tell him that don't be a hero? Don't be a champion. He just saw that the war, you know, is dilapidated. He said, urban renewal. 16:34. In his days did hear the Bethlehemites build Jericho. He built it. He laid the foundation thereof in Abraham, his firstborn, and set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Segub. According to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua, the son of Nun. Words 500 years ago. I'm saying to you, except you kill it, you continue to live. That's why some of us must be able to abolish some thoughts. You must be able to kill some utterances. You must be able to put down certain things said. And even if it were good things, but if you find out that it does not have any root, you must kill it. It outlives who said it. He said, my great-great-grandfather, our great-great-grandfather, our near, great-great-grandfather, our near. They understand that you must kill it, especially when you begin to see something that looks like that. You have been born again. You have the life of God in you. So allow the life to flow into every aspect of your life. Let me round up. Spoken words carry authorities. Get this. The word that you speak, they carry authorities. And I want to add this to it. They have no borders. When you speak, the word spoken does not need visa. The word spoken does not need passports. The word spoken carry authority, and it will act anywhere it is spoken, especially words spoken by people that have authority over you. One more, Nisha. When you speak words, those words are going out with authority. Words are spiritual elements. I said that to us. They go out. They don't see a wall. And a wall, as a or a young pad, so do it. Oh, down. You know, the wall will pass through the wall. That's why some stupid people, wicked people, they use war to call people back from overseas. Somebody is just going to his work. Do you understand? He left his house. He was going to his work and he landed in Murita Ala Muhammad Airport. What? Somebody spoke. Somebody that has authority over that person. And that is why, as Christian, be sure that you are always operating at a higher level. Be sure that when you wake up in the morning, you kill every word against you. That's why I put those confessions together. Each time you say it in the morning, you are putting yourself on a higher pedestal than the enemy. Words are authority. Be careful what you say. Be careful what is said to you. Listen, be careful what you say to your children when you're upset with them. Some of us today are battling with what our parents said 18, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. You didn't know. And that's why I beg you, kill words. When you wake up in the morning, every word that has been said into my destiny that I know that I don't know, I kill it. The Bible says whatever is not planted by God shall be hewn down. And so I pull out every ordinances, family ordinance against me. Some will say, you know, the problem with our family is this kind of sickness. So you two, you are ready for it. Why don't you pull it down? Why don't you uproot it? It doesn't have to be part of your own destiny. I'm talking about having a Goshen, you know, in Egypt. All of them were living in Egypt. But what was happening to the people in Egypt was not happening to where the people of God were. Because they learned to use words. I'm going to continue from next week. Let me emphasize, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, I'll be talking to you about how you create your world. Don't miss that service. The Bible says we share the same spirit of faith. And that's what I want to leave you with. We share the same spirit of faith. We believe, therefore we speak. What is it that you believe? If your life is coming down, if you don't believe it, your life will not come down. If things are tearing apart your family, if you don't believe that that family will be torn apart, it will not be torn apart. If you are having issues in your academics, if you believe that you not go down, you not go down. If you are having issues in your health, and you believe that this sickness is not going to be my hand, it will not be your hand. You will recover. We believe, spirit of faith, and therefore we speak. Faith is in the word of God. And so what we speak is not good words. What we speak are not sweet words. What we speak is the word of God. That our confession, every statement is rooted in the word of God. So when you say, be sure, it's God's word you are saying. Next week, I teach us on how you can create. You can surely create. And when you stay on it, ladies and gentlemen, this year you have testimony. The way to have dominion is to carry words and be creative. Whatever you see that you don't want, you can change it. It's a matter of words. The pattern you see in your life that you don't want is a matter of words. You can create, you can change it. Manifestation you see in your children that you don't like, don't be upset. You can change it. Words. Your business that is going down, don't be upset. Don't close up. You can change it. Words. Sickness in your body, you speak to it. The power of resurrection will come from God's word. Anything that you want this year, you can have it. You can marry this year, get pregnant, and deliver. 9 months, they have been low you. They have been low you, you made your gun. Do you understand? So, ole riyawo, ole bobi in soro, lor duin. E get, e de she engagement, ni no duin. E de marry, e de bima, ni no duin kana. You see, the mystery of God is giving us 12-month calendar. So that we can see possibilities. That's the mystery of God. This 12 calendar, you can buy a piece of land. You can begin building. You can finish. We can do as fun warming before it's December. We can. If you want to go abroad, we can begin to process your visa. They will give you visa. Then you get money for tickets. And then you can travel. anything. But before you see all those manifestations, use words. So you begin the year by using words. Carry words. Moses of Ebe Baba Amo Baba La Oje Manche. They saw this thing from the scriptures. It's from the scriptures. Oh, look how we're angry now. Ina ma je gini anja anja anja. Owo wo oruko wo la npo mi. Omi a ma anja anja anja. Oda oruko wo la npe bata. Bata ate mo pa ate gini kan. Oruko wo la nje gini kan. To ba ti ni reply by te bon. Te be niyan. Bo se mo npa ra won niyan. As long as you are asking and is answering, you are alive. As long as you are answering, the moment that you cannot answer again, is one. Yo wa mu ida jade. Yo wa bi. Kini David fi pa Goliath. E ro pe dani. Oro ni. Goliath said, David said. Goliath said, David said. Ngbo ore ani kan Goliath o lesi mo. The Bible says, and he ran towards him. He said, you defy the army of Israel. Oro ni. Se yi ti ribi ti catapult ti pa eyan ri. Now. After that time, have you seen where catapult kill somebody? How can you be so sharp? Somebody put on helmet of iron. Everywhere is closed. Catapult wa lo sinu oju e. Oro lo guide here now. E request parties ni. Oro okuta akoko ko say let me use second chance let, no bo se ju bai o lo sinu eyin oju e bai o wonu agbari e lo even this day medicine I know medical doctors are here even ti kan ba wonu oju e ko yo po ton ba gbe o sare lo si theater won se in boho won yo kuro e get won di compress opo lo e o mo gbali aye e lo okuta pagulayati e wa ni okuta ni oku o mo okuta to sharp ni okuta yen sharp okuta amo yo okuta to ti ju kilopa. It was war that killed Goliath. David did not have a sword. But when Goliath fell, he remembered what he said. He said, and I will cut your head, and I will give it for the board of the hair. Oh, I not take mama. What yenga? Oh, I ni boniti ris. Oh, I not take a lakori oni sword ni egbere. Oh, muswadure. Oh, na lo vijekini o. If you carry sword, you better know how to use it so that the enemy will not use it against you. And that when God did it, oh, hallelujah. The Lord is good. Victory is assured. The Bible says it causes us to triumph all the time. Not sometimes. All the time. It causes us to triumph all the time in Christ Jesus. Victory is assured this year. Victory. Overcoming is assured this year. Lifting is assured this year. Prosperity is assured this year. Is assured this year. You just carry words. Anything that is falling. Anything that is burning, anything that is crumbling in your life, just carry words. Victory is assured. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I feel in my heart by the Spirit of the Lord that the Lord is granting some people speed. I just see that by the Spirit of the Lord. That the Lord is granting speed to some people. Amen. You've been walking at your pace, but thus saith the Lord, I will cause you to have speed. Amen. I will carry you, and you will not use your legs. Amen. And on my wings, you will go to the heights that you never envisage. Amen. You think you will operate in a certain realm according to your ability, but you operate in a realm that only my wings can lead you up to, says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. The chains are broken and you are free, says the Spirit of the Lord. The chains are broken and you are free. No more limitation. No more limitation. Because the chains are broken and the body is free. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Come on, lift your hands to God and worship.
We give you glory, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord.
As we worship you.
As we worship you.